Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Each week, we empower today's homeschool families with invaluable resources. Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hi, guys. Hello. Welcome. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Thank you. Thank you. Well, hey, my name is Chelsea. My name is Chelsea, and I am your host. I join you every Friday, 10 a.m. Central, for just awesome conversations about family, about homeschooling, and everything in between. And so if you have not joined us and this is your first time, I just want to say welcome. And if you've been joining us over the last couple of months, welcome back. I hope you're feeling refreshed after a long week of homeschooling your kiddos. And if you're not, take a pause, go grab a cup of coffee, grab some tea, get cozy, and then come back and join us because it's going to be an exciting show today. But before we get into that, I want to just let you guys know that Houston, the Woodlands, is only 4 weeks away before we gather for the last time this year at the Texas Homeschool Conventions. And if you have not gotten your tickets yet, we still have a few spots. So convention.thsc.org. Guys, I've been working on the workshop schedule and the keynote schedule all week, and it is going to be dynamite. And I don't just say that because I get to work on it. But seriously, the Lord has blessed us with some awesome people coming in to speak. We've got Christina Ellis from College Ninja. She was on the show just a couple of weeks ago, kicking us off Thursday afternoon after a full day of workshops. Then we've got Melanie Hempe from Screen Strong, which I got to hear that keynote in Fort Worth. And it just is life-changing about screen addiction and what it's doing to our kids' brains. So please make sure you're there for that. And then, of course, we have the bombshell Heidi St. John, who will be with us Saturday morning. And she's just a powerhouse. Love hearing from her. I know you guys love hearing from her. And so all exciting things. But I want to take a moment and just say thank you. If you were with us in Fort Worth, I got to meet so many of you. So many of you were like, hey, I see you every week. And I'm like, stop. So it was a pleasure meeting you guys. Thanks for being in Fort Worth. And hey, come down to Houston with us. We would love to see you there. Now, this week we have a super special show because I have two guests on from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. And if you go on their website, one of the first things that you see in big bold letters up top is freedom, prosperity, and opportunity. And that's why I titled the show that it's alive and well in Texas. Because now I'm not Texas by birth, but by marriage, been here 6 years. So I don't think I have my Texas card yet, but as a Texas resident, I just had to give it a big old yeehaw because it's great to live in a state where we have organizations like TPPF fighting for families, fighting for freedom, fighting for conservative values. And so we're super excited to have them on the show. But before we bring them in, tag a friend, share this, subscribe to our YouTube because we would love to connect with you there. So without further ado, I'd love to bring in Sam and Courtney from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Good morning, Chelsea.
Welcome. How's everything in your world?
Things are going great. You know, it's a wonderful Friday morning. A lot to look forward to.
Awesome. I love when we have two people on here because sometimes with one person, it's like a good conversation, but I'm like, it's going to be a great conversation with the three of us. So super glad to have you guys here. And you guys are big supporters of the Texas Homeschool Coalition and the convention. And so we just want to say thank you so much for partnering with us because we're all looking for a free Texas for families. And so that's super exciting. So I'd love to jump in with both of you. So Sam, would you just kind of introduce yourself to our audience, who you are, talk about your family, and then what role you play at Texas Public Policy?
Well, absolutely. And let me start by saying thank y'all so much. And we love being partners with y'all. Y'all are a fantastic organization. And there's so much we can accomplish in Texas through this partnership. So thank y'all for having us on this morning. But yeah, so my name is Sam Pohl. I'm the Director of Engagement here at the Foundation. Which is just a fun way of saying I get to travel around and make friends with people across the state on behalf of the foundation, whether it's coalition partners like y'all or grassroots or elected officials, and make sure they know what we're working on and how it can impact them in Texas. And a little on my background, Texan by birth. And Chelsea, I heard you mention that that you're Texan by marriage. You know, we'll accept you. You're doing great, and we love all the work you're doing. But born and raised Texan, went to school at Texas Tech University, graduated, got really, really interested and involved in policy and politics after an internship with Governor Perry, which might date me a little bit, but it was a great experience. And then worked on campaigns and for the Texas GOP for a little while, and got a lot of experience and have been blessed to be at the foundation for about 4 years now.
That's great. And you were telling me before this that you and your wife just had not one baby, but you're in deep with twins right now. How old are they?
They are 9 months and they are just absolutely incredible. We have one boy and one girl. So, you know, one could say we hit the home run, certainly.
Yep.
But it's a little Stetson and Annabelle are their names. And they are just an absolute joy. They're in a great mood this morning, which of course means I'm in a great mood because you know, it was a great morning. But we are truly, truly blessed with them.
Oh, I love to hear that. So guys, if you're listening, pray for them. You guys know they're in the thick of it with twins, but these are the days you'll miss. That's what I keep hearing with the 2-year-old. These Absolutely. Are the days you'll miss. And so we're like, okay, Lord, we're here for it. All right, Courtney, your turn. Tell us who you are, your family. How'd you get in the role you're in today?
Well, I am a seventh generation Texan. My boys are fourth generation Aggies, so I don't know that you can get more Texan than that. We are here in Texas back from, I was in South Carolina for a little while and I taught public school for 10 years there and then came back to Texas and taught public school for 10 years. But my heart was always to get into policy and just see how things work behind the scenes. But for raising a family, I have four boys. The youngest one will be graduating this summer. To be able to raise them, teaching high school was really the best opportunity for us because I was able to walk alongside them. So I've been at the Texas Public Policy Foundation for 2 years, and I work on curriculum projects related to Texas history and energy. And also I work on policy as it relates to curriculum in the State Board of Education.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, glad you guys are here. I'd love to just jump right in. And could you just kind of give our audience the 30,000 foot view of who the Texas Public Policy Foundation is and what is it that you guys are actually doing for Texas families?
Absolutely. And Courtney, if you don't mind, I'll jump in on this one first. So the Texas Public Policy Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit, nonpartisan research organization, which is all the fancy high level stuff. But really what we are is we are a service organization that's dedicated to making Texas and America the freest places on earth. We do that through good academic level research, which we then present to lawmakers, grassroots, coalition partners, and others to help make the right decisions for policy in Texas so that we can remember what it means to be a Texan. One thing that we have inscribed on the side of our building that I think is really moving is about TPPF is we were founded in 1989 with a spirit forged in 1836. So, you know, we really want to pay homage to, Courtney's ancestors, the founders of Texas that really, you know, saw an opportunity to remove the shackles of government and truly live through liberty, personal responsibility, free enterprise, all the things that you mentioned at the top of the show. There's some of our foundational values. We've been doing that since 1989. So we're really blessed to do so.
That's awesome. Courtney, anything to add on that?
No, I think that covers it. I mean, everything we do, we have lots of campaigns and research areas, and everything we do is with that foundation in mind, how to make Texas and America the freest place on earth. And, you know, I guess the subline to that is, so that families can make the best decisions for themselves and their kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So I love what your website says, that you guys don't take any money from the government. You're not persuaded by like PAC organizations or anything like that. Why is that a benefit to Texas families? Because I think we're seeing more and more now that a lot of these like organizations like yours that say they're on the front lines in Austin fighting issues, they're actually paid by big companies to sway government. So why is it important for you guys to stay that bipartisan line with no government funding?
Well, you know, we're firm believers in working with anyone to do good and no one to do bad. So I think it helps us to be unbiased. We hire the absolute best folks, industry experts to come in and not look at problems, you know, Republican or Democrat, but look at them through the lens of less government, more liberty. How do we solve this problem without onerous restrictions, without more government involvement? How do we ensure that the individual is most able to do what they do best? And so, you know, so we have those industry experts that make that possible.
That's great. That's great. So talk to me about what you guys do on a day-to-day basis. I was on your website and I see that you are a huge, like, research is at the core of who you guys are. But Courtney, you were mentioning that you guys also do different events and different things. So for those listening who might want to get involved or just be interested in what you guys are doing, could you talk to us about some of the different things that you guys do year round?
So as far as education goes, we're always looking out. Right now, we're trying to identify what the priorities will be in the next legislative session so that we can make sure that our research is ready for whatever questions come our way. We're sure that education savings accounts will likely be at the top of that list. And so there's a lot going on behind the scenes to prepare for that. We also have been working to help teachers. You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there as far as certain areas of curriculum go, like energy and the environment. And so what we try to do is offer enrichment opportunities for teachers to be able to bring more fair and balanced and true to science approaches with lesson plans and activities and book lists and all kinds of great support, primarily in energy, civics, and Texas history. So we're working. We just, our website just went live a few weeks ago, teachingtx.org. And you can see the beginnings of that, but we'll be adding to that every month. So that's something that's always going on. And we also have continuing education opportunities for teachers. And we like to include homeschool teachers and charter school teachers in that. So to that end, we have two summer institutes. One is a civics institute that will be held in June in Austin, and then one in July in Midland, which is my favorite because we get out on oil rigs and we go to the refinery and we really get our hands dirty and learn where the energy that is under our feet comes from and how it's produced to make our lives better.
That's very cool. Very cool. And I love how you said, get your hands a little dirty out there in the oil field.
Oh, yeah, they touch everything out there.
That's great. I love that. I'm wrong, Courtney, but this kind of ties in with your work that you did in Fort Worth for our homeschool convention that we're talking about, Texas roots, energy, are those types of things?
You broke up on me a little bit. I got Texas roots. Well, I think you're wanting me to talk about Fort Worth and what we did there in the last couple of weeks. So we were at the homeschool convention in Fort Worth, and we had a table where we had some of our sample lesson plans where kids could interact with some of the activities that we have on energy and civics. We profiled our Texas history videos. Some of them are award-winning. So one of them even won an award at Sundance Film Festival. And it's our videos are a little bit different. They're short videos, 5 or 7 minutes, and they tell the story of the Texas Revolution, and then we tell the story of famous Texans who have made a difference in our history. These are people you've probably never heard of, but their mark is there. And so we want to tell the story of Texas who really overcame odds, demonstrated strong character, and worked to make Texas the freest place on earth. So we did that, and we had a seminar where we talked about that in depth and also answered a lot of questions about how and if educational savings accounts will impact homeschool families.
That's great. And sorry I broke up there, but you answered the question right on with what I was going with. So let's talk about educational savings accounts, because I think that's great. Some homeschool families love the idea. Some are completely opposed to it. Can you give like factual things about how education savings accounts will affect homeschool families or could affect homeschool families?
So we think what's going to come in the next legislative session will be similar to the bill that came from the last legislative session. And so there are just a few highlights that I think it's important to know, because there has been a lot of misunderstanding and miscommunication about this. So first of all, it is an opt-in program. If you do not want to have access to these monies, you do not have to participate in the program. If you are concerned, there are things built into statute to keep homeschool families from being regulated. But if that's still a concern of yours, then it is totally your option, because we believe in freedom. And so if you don't want to participate, you don't have to. But if you choose to participate, another sort of level of protection is that no federal money is involved. So any of this Title IX stuff that's going on right now with the administration in Washington, we're not putting federal monies into this program. And so none of those issues will impact. And then, you know, just another thing is, you know, homeschool families already participate in ISDs through UIL programs. And so I kind of just look at it as an extension of that. What this ESA will offer you, it's like a health savings card. So there will be these approved vendors through the comptroller's office. There's no money really exchanging hands. It would be like if you go to the doctor and present your health savings account, the money will be given from the vendor from the comptroller's office to the vendor. So, you know, that's to cut down on, you know, people who don't have good intentions, who may want a swimming pool in their backyard. You're not going to be able to do that. Okay. I guarantee that won't be an approved vendor. But if you do need access, especially for special education families who may need therapeutic services like dyslexia or something like that, you would be able to use this money for that. And for me and my family, the most exciting part is that kids in high school will be able to use this money to attend a trade school, so that when they graduate from high school, they will already be certified in a trade. And we know that these jobs like plumbers and electricians are going to be high demand jobs. And these are the true entrepreneurs of our community. And so I just think it's a win-win, especially for those families, you know, and college isn't for everybody. And right now, I mean, you know,
I don't know if you want to send your kids to college.
So my son is getting ready to have his degree from TSTC in diesel mechanics. And so even for our family, this would have been a tremendous opportunity to have in high school.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I love the opt-in, right? Because homeschool families are so protective of keeping government out of their homes, especially in this day and age. But every family is unique in their needs. And maybe the thing that's keeping people from homeschooling is financial reasons or not being able to afford that. So I think that's great. Are there any other issues that are going to affect homeschoolers on this upcoming legislative session that you guys are aware of?
Sam, I can't think of any, but there might be some that are indirectly affected. You know, we're always doing things, for example, related to adoption and foster. That's one of our campaigns, but I don't know if Sam has any insight on that.
Not necessarily that's come up yet. I think, you know, it remains to be seen as we get a little bit closer to session. They haven't quite hit the filing deadline. You know, I'm sure there's going to be some exciting things coming out of it. Just know that we're all on the same team working to empower parents in this legislative session. So if anything does come up, you know, we'll be fighting side by side.
That's great. Now, we talk often that Texas is one of the freest states when it comes to homeschooling, when it comes to parental rights. But something that Tim Lambert, our president, says all the time is we are one legislative session away from some of those rights being taken away. So could you guys talk to why is it important? I know that everybody always focuses on like a presidential election or federal elections, but can you talk to our audience as to why you think it's important for homeschool families to get involved at the state level and at the local level in politics? And do you offer resources for families to get more involved, or do you have organizations that you recommend?
Well, I'll take the last part of that first. Well, yes, we have resources, and I'll mention those in just a moment. And, unfortunately, oftentimes people think that the only place they should get involved is up in D.C. In federal politics, because, you know, that impacts them the most, and nothing could be further from the truth. You kind of alluded to it, Chelsea, and at the end of the day, most of the time you're impacted by your local school board, your MUD board, your city council, you name it, and then, of course, the state legislature. So those are the areas where not only are you most impacted, but an individual or a group's voice can be most impactful. So it's really important that you stay engaged and have folks make sure that your lawmakers, your city council members, your you name it, know who you are, know where you stand on the issues, because you know, they need good, powerful voices, good, powerful stories from Texans. As I mentioned, we do, of course, have resources. Courtney did a great job of outlining some of the teachingtexas.org stuff that we're using for curriculum. When it comes to engaging, that's more my area. And we have actually a link tree with several things that you can use to get involved. And that link is link, linktr.ee/TX policy. And effectively, this is an area that you can go and find out who represents you, as well as send them an email directly through that portal. You can sign up for email, stay in touch with us, find out what we're working on. Obviously, we'd love to hear from you. You can provide testimony virtually within the Texas House, which is obviously, you know, only really happens during session, but that's something you can use during that time. And then, of course, if you're interested in having us or someone from TPPF come out and speak to you or your group, you can request a speaker. So these are ways that you can kind of get involved. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you know, make sure that your lawmakers know who you are by calling, sending emails, just to kind of stay in touch with them. Because if you only start during the legislative session, they're going to be like, I've got you and a million other people. But if they know who you are, obviously you'll be able to, they'll listen to you a lot more.
No, that's great. I love that. Courtney, anything to add on that?
Yeah, I think the local elections are so very important. You know, the government that's closest to you is the one that's going to protect you if and when those times do come. And, you know, to that end, I know a lot of homeschool families have chosen homeschooling because they don't like what's going on in the public schools. But the reality is that your kids are going to be in culture and society as they grow up with these other kids. And so, and not every family has the option to homeschool. And so I think it's a responsibility that we have as good citizens to, you know, protect all kids. And so by knowing what's going on in your local schools, going to the school board meetings and participating in those school board elections, I think it's a responsibility of every Texan, no matter if you have kids in the system or not, because we are all going to be going through life in Texas together.
And I think that's such a great point and a great reminder. No matter where people are in their homeschool journey, eventually your world's going to collide with culture and the world. And, you know, as a believer, we're called to do that anyways. So I think that's great. Sam, Courtney, final question for you both. We hear so many negative things about politics. Like if you open any Facebook news article, like it just all seems like Debbie Downers. What is the one thing that excites you most about where, and it could be either where the United States is heading politically or where Texas is going. What excites you about what you get to do in your world of policy right now?
Well, that's a great question. And I think what's most exciting is that we're starting to see more people get involved. Oftentimes, we've only heard from the furthest reaches of either side that are the most outspoken. And we're starting to see that huge majority, the silent majority in the middle say, hey, we're not really liking this. Let's all get together. Let's make sure that this wonderful American experiment continues by working together. So I'm very optimistic about the future as more and more people get involved.
That's great.
I think mine is similar to Sam's. Before I got involved, I wasn't really aware of how many amazing people work behind the scenes. You'll never know their names, but they are fighting hard. And most of them are volunteers. There is a way for everyone to get involved. We all have a special gift or talent or cause that's close to our hearts. We don't have to take on the world, but just to find where it is that you have the greatest potential to be engaged and involved and make a change. We all should be looking for those opportunities because those are the people making the difference.
Yeah, that's great. I love to hear that. Well, Sam, Courtney, thank you for joining me on the show this week. Courtney, are you going to be with us in the Woodlands?
I will be there.
Okay. Sam, are you going to be a...
Yeah, we'll see if I can get away with being away for a few days from the twins, but it's always a hard decision to separate from them for a little bit.
Somewhere your wife is going. No, he's going to be here with me, and I think that's awesome. Well, guys, thank you for being here. Courtney, we'll see you in just a couple of weeks, and Sam, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you all so much for having
thanks,
us.
Thanks, Chelsea.
All right. Well, that was Sam and Courtney from the Texas Public Policy Foundation, and I... As a mom with a 2-year-old, and I'm so excited about the future, knowing that there are organizations like TPPF who are on the front lines in every legislative session and doing all the research in between, that partner with us at the Texas Homeschool Coalition and the Texas Homeschool Conventions to make sure that not only are homeschool families' rights being fought for, but parental rights and things that matter to us most. So thank you, TPPF, for all the work that you're doing. We love you guys. We love partnering with you. And thanks for being a supporter of our convention. And for those of you who are still on the fence, get your tickets to come hang out with us in just a couple of weeks, May 30th through June 1st, the Woodlands, Texas, just north of Houston. So you don't have to drive to downtown Houston. We wouldn't do that to you. Our whole team is going to be there. We would love to say hello to you. So convention.thsc.org. Get your tickets now. They're going fast. As always, Spirit Media, thank you for hosting the show and all the behind-the-scenes team who make it happen every week. Guys, make sure you subscribe, and I will see you next Friday at 10 a.m. right here. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
Did you know that we host in-person conventions each year in Texas? Join us in Fort Worth, Texas, and Houston, Texas in 2024 as we celebrate 30 years of homeschooling freedom in Texas.
Use code SHOW10 for a 10% discount on your convention tickets.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.